From Tidbits in January 20th, 2014, this is Fun Bits. You move experiences cool, but pain the neck. By Josh Centers. Head tracking was once an obscure technology, relegated to those with special needs and virtual reality enthusiasts. But now, thanks to products like the Microsoft Kinect, camera-based motion tracking has moved into the mainstream. With the multiple sensors and cameras in the iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch, it was only a matter of time before head tracking came to mobile gaming. YouMove is a startup intent on bringing head and eye tracking to the small screen, and the company has released its first proof of concept to the App Store, YouMove Experience for iPhone and iPad. The free YouMove Experience has you flying around a desert village, perhaps an homage to the classic game Magic Carpet. Gameplay is as simple as it gets. There are 14 potion bottles scattered in and around the village. Each one adds more time to the clock, and your goal is to fly around and collect all 14 before the clock runs out. The twist is that you control your flight not by moving the device as you might expect, but with your head, as detected by your device's front-facing camera. Tilt your head left, right, up, or down to steer in that direction, much like a flying superhero. To speed up, place your finger on the screen and let go to slow down. Before you start YouMove Experience each time, you must go through a bit of training that both reminds you what to do and helps the game calibrate itself. The game shows your face via the device's camera. Once you confirm that your face is in the sensor area, you tilt your head to move an on-screen cursor to a series of targets. During actual gameplay, you can press the pause button in the upper right to realign your face in the camera. This also resets your position in the air, which is handy in case you get stuck in a building. YouMove Experience is smart enough so that it no longer detects your face, it pauses the game and gives you a chance to realign yourself. How well does YouMove Experience work? It's a mixed bag. For me, things begin well enough, though the controls are a bit touchy. The game starts you off facing a line of potion bottles, but I tend to veer off course before I can collect them all. In my testing, there were two major points of failure. The first is that some directions don't seem to register well. Aiming myself toward the ground works fine, but climbing back up doesn't work as well. Fortunately, there's no penalty for crashing into something, and you can always pause and unpause to reset your position. The second point of failure is that after a while, YouMove Experience freaks out and my on-screen avatar flies helplessly about the screen, even though I'm keeping my iPhone perfectly still. More generally, after only a few minutes of play, my neck starts to cramp up. Although YouMove Experience needs only small movements for input, those aren't necessarily natural motions, and my neck muscles aren't accustomed to the work. Plus, I find myself jerking my head around to regain control whenever the game flakes out. YouMove Experience is clearly a proof of concept, but it holds promise for both the disabled and the mainstream gaming community. Although it could use sensitivity settings for each access, YouMove's technology still works better than iOS 7's Switch Control accessibility feature, which lets you control the interface with head movements. Whereas YouMove Experience recognizes small motions, Switch Control requires quick head flicks, making me resemble one of the Roxbury guys from Saturday Night Live. For mainstream games, I'd caution developers to implement head tracking controls sparingly, and recommend that there always be an alternative control method. Rather than go whole hog like YouMove Experience, head tracking could add realistic accents, such as by invoking a lean command in a first-person shooter game to peek around corners. Regardless, it's clear that we're moving into an age where our devices will be watching us, not in a creepy way, but more like an attentive hound, looking for commands. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Avatron Software, and Aspire Media. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and your iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.